Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. It's the week that was with Rosa Ritchie of the Shepparton News. Indeed it is, and she's here in the flesh.
Hello.
How lucky are we today? Good morning, Rosa.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. It's amazing to be face to face.
Yes, this is what you look like. Now you know why I'm in radio, hiding behind my microphone in my warm little studio here. So it's been a big week. It's always a big week. Do we need to talk much about about the pandemic? Are we having a little reprieve?
Mostly a reprieve, I would say. A lot happened this week. I would say the bomb scare in Kyabram is not at all COVID. Well, who's to say?
Well, I suppose a bomb scare and an earthquake,
yeah,
taking the focus a little bit, yeah, away from the pandemic.
I'm not sure if people are sick of talking about the earthquake yet, but it's on my list,
so,
because it's a big deal.
Yes. So can you tell me about your experience of the earthquake?
I was sitting at the kitchen table and initially I thought it was a strong wind, but when I looked outside, the trees weren't really moving the way you'd expect in a gale, and my dog, I think, realised before me that it was something a bit spooky.
They do seem to have a sixth sense about these things, don't they,
yeah,
animals?
Yeah, she had all her hackles up and she was barking, and anyway, finally my partner said, should we go outside?
Yeah, it's one of those things, where do you go, what do you do?
Yeah, and then it was over.
Mm.
So,
but it did go for a while.
It gave me a odd feeling in my stomach.
It was about 10 seconds, I reckon.
Yeah. Long enough for it to be just a bit spooky.
Yeah, I think I told you I just pulled up my car and I seriously thought something's wrong with my car.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to get out, it's going to explode.
Yeah, it's amazing the way your brain tries to rationalise things,
yeah,
and look for a reason, and when it's not something you've ever encountered before, it's the last thing you think of.
Well, there was one you probably heard about, I think it was 2012, so 9 years ago here. At night, very short, but I remember I was in the house and we have some like glasses on in the unit and they were kind of, you know, rattling. But this one was definitely bigger.
Mm. Yeah, and I don't live in a particularly new house and I guess it had nice strong foundations, but it was pretty rattly.
So was it true that Dan Murphy's lost some stock?
I still don't know if it was truly a mess in there. I'm not sure. We know that they shut the doors for safety reasons and that our understanding is that things got smashed. But I know someone who was much closer to the epicentre and they just had one bottle fall off their shelf, you know. So it was, even at the epicentre, it was a bit of a flop of an earthquake.
Well, I suppose, but then there were those old buildings in Melbourne that seemed to cop it, so.
Yeah, I suppose they must have just been pretty fragile at that
point. I guess
so.
Maybe it was a good thing it didn't fall on anyone's head or anything at a later stage.
Oh, totally. We're glad. We're always glad when an earthquake is anticlimactic.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, that's the earthquake done for the week. You mentioned this bomb scare at Kyabram.
Yeah. So, honestly, not a lot that can be said other than the facts, because it's still under investigation.
But the pictures were interesting.
Police.
Pictures were very interesting.
They got the robot out, which was amazing. Yeah. So Kai Free Press, Miles, who's the main journalist and editor for the Kai Free Press, was out there and he got some amazing photos of the gear that they were using and the Vicpol bomb squad who detonated the improvised explosive device. So they put, I think SES, I'm not sure who provided sandbags. They put, you know, it was the whole shebang.
So it was just in the street, was it?
In someone's letterbox in a street.
Oh, so it was obviously intentional to, you know, intending to cause someone something.
Yes, it didn't get there by accident. Mm. And yeah.
Very
so
strange.
Thankfully, again, another pretty dramatic occurrence that thankfully didn't result in anyone getting hurt.
So did it really go boom, or was it a little boom, or do you know?
I do not know the boom scale. I don't know what it was. Boom out of 10, I don't know.
The pictures of the robot and the pictures of the bomb squad, it was like, I felt like I was watching one of my son's video games.
Yeah, it's serious. Mm. Yeah, not dissimilar to the pretty intense, you know, riot gear police that they're wearing down in Melbourne this week in the city.
Yeah, I don't even want to watch any of that. I haven't hardly watched any, but I just don't want to know.
And thankfully it's not happening here, so it's not on our agenda.
Yeah, don't give anyone any ideas.
Yeah.
What else have you been working on, Rosa?
This week I wrote a story about the Flamingo Project, which is a new community-led mentoring program for women across the Goulburn Valley. And it's the brainchild of Neha Samar, who has already, you know, appeared in the paper, and a lot of people know her for different community work. And
she certainly appeared here at 1FM as part of the Fairly Leadership Program.
Exactly, yeah. So her name's not unfamiliar, and she spoke about how her experience with the Fairly Leadership Program was fantastic, but she wanted to make something like that more accessible, so it wasn't something that was exclusive. And importantly, it wasn't something
that cost money.
That cost money, because there are a lot of mentoring programs online, but they cost money. Mm. And also, they're online. It's not someone from your community who knows you or knows the community, I should say, because the mentor and mentee might be perfect strangers, but the mentor will have experience or knowledge that is hopefully really well suited to the position of the mentee and their goals. So that's amazing.
Positive story.
And within, she got it off the ground within less than a month. You know, there's more than two dozen women or female identifying people involved now. And yeah, it just sounds brilliant and kind of
win-win.
A testament to the gap in maybe what was available that immediately people latched on.
Excellent.
Hmm.
What else have you been working on, Rosa? I think there was one story I saw of yours, and I'm just trying to remember. Let me have a little brain time while you keep talking.
Well, I've been the news blogger. So again, we've got a news blog going. And so unfortunately, yes, I have been doing a little bit of COVID stuff, not to go back to the bad C word.
So three active cases, which is not a lot, and these people would be isolated.
Yeah, and I think what I've been thinking about this week is that those three active cases are three people who've been, you know, potentially really unwell. And over the weekend, when we learned that a woman in her 70s from Greater Shepparton had died of COVID-19, as much as we really rejoice that there's only three active cases left, it also makes me think about, you know, the fact that when we say active case, we're talking about a human life. So that's something that I've been thinking about every day on the news blog when we're writing all these numbers and stats that become very repetitive or, you know, tiresome, and no one wants to write them and no one wants to read about them to a certain degree. I was just thinking about that very sad loss of life of one format, quote-unquote, active case.
So that was last weekend, I think?
It was on the weekend, yeah. So that was in Monday's... that was the beginning of our week, and, yeah, not a very happy beginning.
Where did that occur, that death? Was it here or Melbourne?
I couldn't say for sure, but I'm almost certain it's Melbourne. It's my understanding that all the very unwell cases get transferred to Melbourne for care.
And the positive case in Cobram has been reclassified.
Yes, so that was a false positive. And we got a comment, you know, someone said, isn't that just a negative? And I guess the distinction between a false positive is that they did test positive. And there's a number of reasons that someone can test positive and then it turns out that they're not actually still infected with the virus.
Like what?
It could, and I'm not saying that this is the case in Cobram, but if someone has previously been infected with COVID-19 and they still have a few fragments in their system, you continue to shed that DNA. Is it DNA? Don't quote me. I'm not a science writer.
Me neither.
So that, you know, that's one way that someone can be a false positive. And don't ask me too many more because I don't know. But I think what the important distinction is that it's not a negative. For whatever reason, we have to call it a false positive,
but
no matter how clumsy
it's good
that
news.
Sounds.
It's good
and
news.
It's great news. And it's still a wonderful thing that 600 people got a test, because now Cobram has a much better picture of whether there's virus in their community, because we all know the virus can still be present.
Absolutely.
Even if...
always relying on people to get tested.
Yes.
Seems to be happening at Mildura at the moment.
Yeah. Yep. So it... And across regional Vic, I suppose, these little fires, I imagine them as little spot fires that people are trying to put out. I don't know a lot about the situation in Mildura at the moment, but every day in the list, I just, you know, the Surf Coast, Geelong, last week there was something going on in Gippsland. So it's across the state, and it's understandable because there's so many people with connections, professional yes. and otherwise, to Melbourne.
Yes, absolutely. It kind of feels like we're on a ticking time bomb, but we will enjoy our freedoms while we have them, won't we?
Yes, and as our vaccination rate rises, it's a little less scary.
Yes, true. Well, thank you so much for coming into the studio today, Rosa. It's a public holiday today, I've just remembered.
It is.
So have you got today off?
No.
No, you haven't got today off anyway.
Some people do.
Yeah.
And I imagine it'll be a little bit more crazy, so I'll get a little coffee on the way home, I think, before work.
Of course, going home to work, as we do.
Oddly, yes. Yeah, maybe not for too much longer.
Okay. Well, I guess, yes, it's amazing what we have learnt to do from home, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for your time today, Rosa, and hope to catch up with you next Friday.
Yeah, great to be here.
Can you tell the difference between a runny nose and COVID? A cough from a COVID cough? What about a fever from a COVID fever? Only a test can tell. Do your bit by getting tested at the first sign of any symptom and staying home until you get the all clear. For testing locations, visit coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
PFB Wealth Group are financial planners specialising in self-managed super funds and retirement strategies. Did you know that around 1.1 million Aussies are members of a self-managed super fund? To see if a self-managed super fund is right for you, contact us today at PFB Wealth Group. We're located in Stewart Street, Shepparton, right next door to the Village Cinema. See us to review your super to make sure you're on track for a comfortable retirement. Phone 1-800-ADVICE. That's 1-800-ADVICE. Or visit pfpwealth.com.au. PFP Private Wealth is an authorised representative of Synchron, AFSL 243313.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Antique Fair, on now here at 159 High Street, Shepparton. Add a touch of class to your household decor with the beauty of fine antiques from all over the world. France, Germany, England, a beautiful collection of unique furniture, ornaments and crockery, all right here in the Goulburn Valley at Aubrey Antiques, 159 High Street, Shepparton. A huge range and great prices with new stock arriving regularly. Visit us at Aubrey Antiques, 159 High Street, Shepparton. Open Wednesday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Station sponsor.
Do you run a business here in the Goulburn-Murray region? Are you looking to realistically grow your customer base? If you answered yes to these two questions, then there's something that you need to know. Right here on the station that you're listening to, 1FM, we offer the region's most price-competitive and effective radio advertising packages available. Get the message? That's okay. Thousands of others did too. Inquire today on 5831 3131.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.